Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Britton Griffith joins us. She is a candidate for Reno City Council, and she's got a lot of ideas for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I approve this message.
100 days, 100 ways to restore decency, opportunity, and hope.
My entire 100-day plan for America won't fit in a TV ad, but let's give it a go. Rejoin the climate agreement, lower prescription drug costs, address mental health and addiction, fire Betsy DeVos, expand VA benefits, protect voting rights, expand job training.
As president, she'll work to reset our democracy on day one.
Vacancies, jumpstart immigration reform, antitrust enforcement, affordable housing.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome for the first time to Nevada
Newsmaker. First time.
Britton Griffith. She is a vice president of Reno Engineering. The company has been in business for the last 24 years. Mm-hmm. Major designer of South Meadows, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Yep, correct.
Now centered in downtown Reno.
Yep.
And you are running for Ward 1, District 1 candidate for Reno City Council.
Correct, Reno City Council.
Mm-hmm. So why, when Reno is booming like crazy, are you running for office?
So I'm fifth generation Nevadan, born and raised here in Reno, so it's my hometown. And I think as we're growing at the speed that we're growing, we need somebody that really understands the construction side of things, and that's kind of a little bit of a gap that we have, and that understands the historical integrity of what this state really stands for and what it is our community and neighbors really looking for. So predominantly, I focus on public safety, including, as you guys have heard many stories lately about the pedestrian safety issues. So that's a big thing that we're working on, transparency in both budgeting and financing for the city. How are we going to plan ahead for things that are really necessary as we grow? That's infrastructure, police and fire, HR services even. So as we grow, we need to start looking. I make jokes sometimes that we really underestimate ourselves as a city, and we don't think regionally as well. So I think it's having the background that I do with working with Story County, Lyon County, Douglas County, and working as a region as a whole to get projects done. That's what the city needs to start thinking of, is thinking about our futures like 50 years from now and not just the five-year plan. So less reaction and more planning.
Okay, so if you were to look at getting something permitted in Story County versus getting it permitted in Washoe County or the cities of Reno and Sparks, huge difference.
Huge difference.
What are your thoughts in terms of how do you change that around? North Las Vegas was able to copy to an extent Story County and has made permitting a lot easier. What are your thoughts?
So we actually have been sitting on a panel, the Mayor's Housing Task Force, where I think we've been in operation about 2 years now. And one of the major things was to catch up. And Story County is well known for their technological advances in their permitting processes. Dean Haymore used to pull it up on his big screen. He can actually edit right then and there, and it ships off to the next department. That's saving paper, time, and also sometimes just clerical errors that somebody accidentally threw the plans away. They delivered them to the wrong office. They get lost. People are reprinting them. chaos. So this making things digital and just kind of streamlining those processes has already been done. So what we're working right now with this Mayor's Task Force, which includes people like Don Tatro, other builders in the community, planners and the private sector, and then groups like the city manager and things to come in and say what's realistic and what's not. There's also personality gaps at different locations, right? But the city of Reno is really progressive because their staff wants to be more efficient, makes their lives easier.
Right.
They don't want to have people coming to the counter consistently complaining or upset or angry, right? They want to have this integrity with them and a good reputation. And so far, they're really strong on that. It's just trying to get them kind of caught up to this 2020 level. And so we've actually seen progress and strides for that. So kudos to Surrey County, which a lot of times people would tease them, right, for being behind the times. And they're actually at the front of the times doing projects like Tesla and Panasonic and those things. So they're an easy model to copy.
And one of the things I've talked about on the program many times, and your family has been involved in this, is that the secret of TRI was having the infrastructure in place before you were going out looking for the customers to come in. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to do that? Would the public put up with that in a city area?
So I think the difference was the vision that came with TriCenter. And again, that goes back to where we think, who are we going to be when we grow up? So we need to start regionally planning and including things like Fernley as a housing source, you know, Sparks as a housing source, Reno as an urban fill, because we really are bounded by our environment around us, period. You know, we can't build right into the mountain score, and so we have to start looking at a larger map and see where things fit and start planning infrastructure for that. Things like the spaghetti bowl, you know, you hear complaints for what, the last 20 years?
Oh, more.
And we're redesigning it, but things happen so quickly and they change that things like the Midtown project has put companies out of business. So we have to really start thinking about what that's going to look like farther in the future, because once we plan these infrastructure things and put them into place, sometimes we're so behind the curve, we start right over. As soon as it's done, it goes back into the queue to get upgraded. So I think looking at that and seeing where the traffic is going to lie, there's a lot of things in talk about both parking, people using autonomous vehicles, people taking Uber now, people not taking cars. I'm not so sure how close that is to reality for Reno itself, but a lot of people still like to pull up right to the door. But we are seeing some urban core changes as people move in from over on our western neighbor from California.
Okay, so for the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years now, my wife and I have been using Uber.
Yep.
And we will go to DC, New York, other places. But what I'm finding is, A, with surge pricing, that sometimes regular taxi is less expensive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Other times, the cost of using Uber in places that do allow parking at a reasonable price, that it's actually cheaper to rent a car. So it's kind of like, you know, Uber and Lyft have fallen into a competition situation rather than being, you know, the disruptor that they were before.
Right.
So I'm not sure that's going to be the one that wins out. My concern as a consumer is, do I buy a new car now? Because if I want that car because I'm cheap to last me 20 years, am I going to be 10 years out of date because that car is only going to be worth a darn for the next 10 years?
Well, they say right off the lot, it starts to decrease in value.
Right, but I mean, will it even be viable?
Right.
Because of autonomous vehicles. Let's deal with a couple of these, because you raised a lot of issues. Let's talk about transportation in terms of, for example, I-80.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the I-80 needs to be widened between Reno and Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Lee Gibson, the former head of the RTC, was on the program recently. He said, it ain't going to be the federal government that's paying for this. It's going to be the local people. So how do you do that? And how do you build in? Because you're absolutely right that we build projects after the fact and up to the point of 5 years ago.
Right.
So when we built it 5 years from now, it's now good enough for what it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not built for 20 years into the future.
Yeah.
And who's going to pay for that?
So, and that'll be a taxpayer, right? Across different counties. There's been a lot of talk of consumers, as in the companies that are out there, being proactive and paying towards things. I don't know how close we are to real negotiations with that, because that's just something that you hear about.
So you think a Tesla thing, for example, might be willing to throw in?
Sure, right, because it benefits them. The other thing is, with widening of I-80, this is when our creativity and our vision needs to get a little bit of an adjustment, and we get some new eyes on some projects. There's a couple different alignments that can be made that will tie even right over here into South Meadows. They've been drawn up, they're very well vetted, and the price cost, instead of trying to cut into Truckee River alignments, railway right away, a lot of issues with widening I-80, where there's different options to pull them around and do different alignments. So that was some of the things that they were looking at throwing around, and then I don't know how far they got in the process, because that was something that Lee was working on, I know, and there were some groups that were kind of charging and leading the charge on that, but things got pulled back when Midtown had all of this instruction, and that's getting delayed, and then...
Okay, so hang on one second. So for the folks in Southern Nevada who mm-hmm. are listening to this program, so Midtown is between downtown and then moving further into
Correct.
South Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a very nasty area for a long time.
Terrible.
Then it became very funky, and now it's very hip.
Yeah.
But there's a big construction project rebuilding
Huge.
The road, mm-hmm. sidewalks, and all the rest yeah. that eventually will make it all better going all the way up to the university.
Mm-hmm.
But it's causing a lot of consternation for those
yeah.
businesses. And I got to give RTC credit. They have done their best to promote and say, hey,
sure.
these businesses are open. But as you said,
yeah.
there are some that are struggling, if not going out of business.
Yeah, so this is an incredible project. Huge amount of funding. The number one project in the millions that has gone into Ward 1, because Midtown is a part of Ward 1 section. Half of it split with Ward 3 on the other side. Great project when it's finished. But the delays in the construction and pulling up things. These are local businesses that are really dealing on a month-to-month basis, some of them, or they're new businesses. So that startup costs and all those startup fees really get pushed back when they can't have access to their companies. So RTC has started to work more closely with the businesses now to kind of do almost a more of a marketing approach. And I believe the Abbey Agency is working with them as well, including myself, to bring the businesses together with RTC instead of a combative relationship, more of a collaborative of what can each of these parties do. SNC Construction's been fantastic with it, and they're doing their best they can. It's just one of those things that happens and needs to be done. And once we see that as kind of a test program almost, we're gonna see this in other locations. 4th Street just went through it, the old Lincoln Highway, that put a lot of businesses at risk. But after the fact, businesses were able to go in, it cleaned up, they had more pedestrian access, they had more parking and things like that. So once it's finished, it's great. It's the back front forward position we need to really be sitting at the table and figuring things
okay,
out.
Okay, so for example, if RTC needs to acquire a property,
mm-hmm.
They have a very generous program in terms of doing that. And businesses that have been bought out that were terrified, and I had experience with one business myself, not as an owner, but just as a friend,
mm-hmm.
They were very happy with the amount of money that RTC
yeah.
paid them for their property. Is that something we should be looking at for the future to say, if we're going to do a major construction project
mm-hmm.
like this that's going to put a lot of local businesses in danger, or even national businesses,
right.
I don't care if you're
sure,
you know,
sure.
Sears
right.
versus you know the
yeah.
local guy, but should we be trying to you know at least keep these businesses afloat, if not make them whole?
Yes, so I think acquisition is probably hopefully the last straw. You know, that's how going on right now with the spaghetti bowl with homes that are going to displace a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking more in terms of compensating businesses
sure, absolutely.
So that they can survive
yeah.
to the good times mm-hmm. rather than die halfway through because
yeah,
people can't access.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of ways that can be done. And that's bringing landlords at the table, RTC at the table, business at the table, and also being realistic about what everybody really needs. Do they need time? Do they need to say, can we do this construction timeline right here this way, and then I won't lose as much business? Can we close? This is things we're working on right now. Can you just close down construction from Thursday at 4 p.m. till Sunday instead of Friday at 5, because that's when their businesses are highest? Or can you just get me, I'm going to lose 15% of business earnings in December because people can't park anywhere and they're not willing to walk. And look at those, because it's going to be so diverse about what each business needs. So if they have a blanket program that we'll do, you know, 15% of your sales during construction. That's not realistic because not everybody needs it. So it's going to have to be pretty strategic on which business gets what.
All right, let's take a break. More with Britton Griffith when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
We started this community garden to grow more than fresh food. We're growing a stronger, healthier future in Nevada, but not without help. Tom Steyer knows real change starts at the grassroots. That's why he rallied Nevadans to win clean energy and teamed with farmers to bring fresh produce to public schools. As president, Tom will unite us to save our planet. That's why I'm caucusing for Tom.
I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our conversation with Britton Griffith. She's a candidate for Reno City Council, Ward 1. So you were mentioning housing.
Yes.
And you were talking about a topic we've talked about a lot in this program, which is that, especially for affordable housing, I believe, you need to get out to Fallon, Fernley, other areas, because so many people have come to Northern Nevada from California, where they had 2 and 3 hour commutes each direction, that a 30 or 45 minute ride on a bus is not going to be a horrible thing. So where are we with this?
So I call it attainable housing. I don't think affordable is any more realistic, because affordable comes with all of this other jargon, right? And they put it in as a buzzword, and they want to talk about something else, and they move on. Attainable is what actually a family can use, get, and then live with a quality of life, right? That's attainable, and that's different scales for different people. And that brings me back to this regional look. We need to stop looking at just, you know, infill projects or just, you know, this urban sprawl concept, you know, all the issues that we had in the North Valleys with the urban sprawl concept and traffic and infrastructure not being in place. Whereas in, like you mentioned, Fernley and Fallon, these are communities that are ready to start growing and have the capacity to do so. They just need a little bit more belief in that that's a great place to live. Like you mentioned, I mean, I have a girlfriend in Sacramento, and she wakes up at, I think, 4:45, gets her two kids ready, and then drives an hour and a half to work. And she's on an earlier shift to avoid the traffic construction. The traffic in general. So what we need to start thinking is, where can communities be built as a whole? And multifamily, single family, and also how do we get more creative? The millennial generation, and a lot of them are coming over because we have a tech boom here in Reno, which we're lucky to have. But as they come over, they don't need the same type of housing that we've seen. So places like the Daybreak Project and other infill projects like the Marmot Brothers do, they're more creative in what they look like and how they're structured. And they don't, like the tiny homes thing is a one thing that people have been looking at. I can't be in a tiny home because I have a 180 pound Great Dane. But for a lot of people, that's something that's much more convenient. In addition to upgrading, revitalizing our downtown and 4th Street area to build high rises in our infill area. So diversity, regional growth, and then also making sure the infrastructure is there. Because I agree with you that really a commute is really not that big of a deal. Except for people like me that was born and raised, and you go, oh, it's 20 minutes.
So. Right. No, and I understand that. Yes, my wife would say to me, you know, we have to go down to the Summit Mall.
Yeah.
It's way too far to go out of town. And it was like 6 minutes from Mill Street to get there. It's like crazy.
It's nothing.
I think that what you're going to need is transportation.
Absolutely.
So that people can get on a bus, a comfortable bus, to be able to ride in. They can work on their phone or they can work on their iPad, whatever. Mm-hmm. You've got Wi-Fi on the bus. I think that it would be a very pleasant way to travel. And then if you're in town, then you can Uber around or taxi around, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, and with that being said, with the bus situation, so for DZ, for example, you get on a bus or New York, you get on the subway, and you start traveling, you can actually work more effectively because you can be on your iPhone or your laptop or whatever it is, making calls, etc., which then takes away that commute because you're actually got an hour worth of effective time added to your day. So that's where it's really useful. And it's also, we have a lot of people right now that want homes that are EV ready, or they want even one car garages and things like that because they want to start reducing this car use.
Yes, interesting. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about infill after this.
Take a look at this. Tom Steyer.
Tom Steyer surging in Nevada.
This is working for Tom Steyer.
Surging in South Carolina.
I don't think it's just resources.
Surging in two new polls out of Nevada and South Carolina.
Polling at double digits, up 11 points from October. That is dramatic.
I'm saying we have a broken government. That's what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's been bought by corporations, and my question to the American people is, who do you think is going to change that?
I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Britton Griffith. She's a candidate for Reno City Council, Ward 1. That seat is currently held by Jenny Brackus.
Correct.
So, infill.
Yes.
For those that are not familiar with the term, they may be familiar with Ring Around the Valley, which was a term used in Las Vegas many years ago by Dina Titus, who didn't want to see the urban sprawl that Las Vegas eventually ended up with anyway, but wanted to see things go vertical.
Right.
So, how much ability do we have in Reno to be able to go vertical?
So one of the major key locations we can do infill is in our downtown core. We have a lot of buildings that are vacant that just haven't been used and then can easily be upgraded with the right financiers. And we got really lucky in the state of Nevada because downtown fits into the opportunity zone.
Amazingly, yes.
Yes. And so that's where I think the option for sustainable and responsible development in that downtown core comes with this opportunity zone. It was a great gift to us. We're seeing a lot more investors come in that are interested and they can actually make a project pencil.
Well, I was amazed that Harrah's Reno went for $50 million. Yeah. It had to be the tax benefits of the opportunity zone. Mm-hmm. And so there are other parcels perhaps on that scale that could be developed?
Absolutely, sure. And there's a lot of things. The Row has done a fantastic job.
This is the Eldorado Resorts, properties downtown.
And Silver Legacy, and they've done a fantastic job of both helping with the Business Improvement District and getting that off the ground, which put our ambassadors on the ground, assisted police, and then also held maintenance and repairs downtown, which is doing really well. So I was a founding board member for that. So with that in place, with the Opportunity Zone, and seeing the improvements that are getting done, both with the county and the city's financial improvements, they are interested, and they think they can see real projects down here, where instead they would come down and kind of think, you'll hear a lot of people even in Reno say, I haven't been downtown in 20 years.
Oh, and that's nonsense.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember being in the Silva Legacy many years ago, and I'm on the escalator going down to a concert, and there are people on the escalator saying, well, I never go to downtown Reno. I'm thinking, you know, did you go to Harris Steakhouse? Yes, you did. Well, that was in downtown Reno. I mean, that's just a nonsense statement that people make. It's like people say, well, I never go on the Las Vegas Strip. When the Cosmopolitan opened, a majority of their business was from the area of Las Vegas. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that can be overcome.
Yeah. It's absolutely overcome. And we did reimagine Reno, the master plan I sat on. I was a vice chair of the Planning Commission at the time. So we worked through that and had got all the input from our citizens in Reno. The number one thing they wanted to see was downtown improved. So they want to be down there. It's the heart of every city is downtown. We have a beautiful Truckee River. Art Town's down there. We have a ton of events. So we definitely have this base that's improving. And then if we can get some of these big improvements like Harrah's, some of these other infill projects that's for housing, that gives the diverse, economically friendly and attainable housing also that we need.
Would you be willing to come on and debate Jenny Brekus?
I would.
All right. Thank you for being
here. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.